For a different view of rural America, we turn to Wyoming. It's America's biggest source of uranium. The state's largest deposit is near Jeffrey City. The Windy Ranch Outpost grew into a uranium boomtown in the 1960s, but by the 80s, the population had dropped from 5,000 to about 50. Now uranium prices are up and companies are applying for new mining permits. But don't tell the few people left in town there's another boom on the way. As Wyoming Public Radio's Addie Goss reports, they say, yeah, we've heard that one before.
Jeffrey City is strewn with artifacts of the last boom. The wind howls through a decaying trailer. A chartreuse 1970s refrigerator lies open, tipped on its side.
It is sad to see so many empty buildings around, not being used.
Judy Quarles moved here in 1968. She remembers the 70s, when the price of uranium soared and her little town took off.
At one time we had three cafes, three bars. We had a donut shop. We had the Baptist Church, the Lutheran Church, the Methodist Church, and the Catholic Church.
Now only two small churches are left. A lone cafe caters to passersby on the highway. Coral says she spends her free time sewing. She goes grocery shopping once every month. She and J.D. Darnell are two of only a handful of people who stayed in Jeffrey City through the bust. Darnell was raised on a ranch here, then became a deputy sheriff for the county. Now he's the town manager. He remembers years ago when young miners would let loose after a long day at work.
There was somebody always working, somebody always partying, and somebody trying to sleep 24 hours a day, and we also had quite the little dope problem running around.
The party ended in the 1980s. Uranium prices plummeted. Darnell says his neighbors didn't just leave. They took their houses with them. He guides me through the remains of downtown. Along one street, an entire row of houses has been trucked away. But their foundations are still anchored to the ground, their front steps leading nowhere.
Every time you drive by someplace, you get to thinking about so-and-so that used to live there, you know, and especially when you go by somebody that was a good friend, you know, and yeah, it kind of jogs the old memory strings.
Jeffrey City used to be a company town. The company managed water and sewage, and after it pulled out, the task of running an entire town fell to the few people who were left.
We do what we can. We say we don't have really any money to do much anything other than just patch a hole here and there as best we can, but it's pretty seldom and pretty slim pickings to do it. Yeah, let's just go on down here.
Darnell says over the years, people have rallied to bring something, anything, to Jeffrey City. They wanted to store spent fuel rods here. They wanted a new state prison. Nothing came. The town kept shrinking. And it still is, according to Elizabeth Erickson, who until recently worked as a substitute teacher at the elementary school. 2 years ago, there were 14 kids there.
And then there were 9 kids, and at the end of the year, there were only 5.
And now there are only 2 kids from only 1 family. These days, though, there are signs of life in the hills near Jeffrey City. Several uranium companies have applied for mining permits. There's even talk of 500 new jobs coming to the mines in the next 3 years. Elizabeth Erickson, the teacher, has heard whispers of Jeffrey City building up again. So has J.D. Darnell, but neither buys it.
About the day after the last bust, they were talking about it booming again. And it just maintains as is, nothing happening until I actually see people moving in. I ain't going to hold my breath.
Judy Quarles says she doesn't mind if the town stays exactly as it is.
I like it here. You know, some people say, well, there's nothing here. There's enough for me.
What's left of Jeffrey City's downtown faces the highway, where people, on their way to somewhere else, rush past the 50 lives that remain here. For NPR News, I'm Addie Goss.